This is Wade Rathje with the Chief Organizer's Report on social enterprises as new types of nonprofit, for-profit companies. According to Professor Stephen Davidoff of Ohio State, more than one-third of the states now have a special designation for corporations wanting to establish themselves as social enterprises. In Louisiana, they are called L3C corporations, meaning low-profit, limited-liability corporations. I read Davidoff's Deal Professor column in the New York Times with interest because when we were trying to find alternate sustainable ways to support Acorn International's global community organizing program and purchase New Orleans' only 100% fair trade coffee house, the Fairgrinds Coffee House, I just happened to see this category at the Secretary of State's website as I registered Acorn Global Enterprises, so jumped at the chance. Later, I was informed that we were perhaps the first and only taker for this offer in Louisiana, but I failed to believe that could be possible. Davidoff detailed the story of a fair trade lemonade purveyor called Make a Stand, which set itself up on a similar basis in Washington State and has gotten 128 stores to carry its goods so far. Similar to Fairgrinds, 5% of its gross revenues, goes to its causes, which for them mean donations to five charities fighting child slavery, while ours are Acorn-affiliated community organizations in Latin America, which is also where we source our coffee. They don't make a profit, neither do we, nor are they paid, same here, of course. It's actually hard to make a profit in a low-margin business when 5% goes off the top, which means subsidizing the operation with labor and love. Davidoff wonders if such experiments can create new corporate forms that will make more for their causes than traditional nonprofits. And these are interesting questions, though perhaps not the right ones. Money that looks free from foundations and others, along with the narcotic of tax exemptions, will always be more enticing for many than a struggle to build social enterprises which couple hard work with charitable drive. There just aren't many incentives. There are some, though, which are powerful and compelling. Best is sustainability itself for the mission. You can't beat that in terms of creating funding support vehicles that can give organizations the freedom to do what has to be done and needs to be done without fear of funding reprisals. That may not be the kind of incentive that creates a new corporate model in this professor's terms, but for organizers, I would argue that along with membership dues, it is as close as it comes to lifeblood for long-term survival and growth. So, why not? This is Wade Rathje. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.